It's not so much just those two guys. There are guys like Kyle Korver and Andre Iguodala who are talented in their own right. But what anybody on Philadelphia would tell you is that as talented as Allen Iverson is, as hard as he plays, he is a difficult guy to play with because you don't know what he's going to do. And if you're a complimentary player, trying to figure out where you need to be on the floor, when you're going to touch it, if you're going to touch it, when that is all consistent and up in the air, it makes the game very hard to play. And that is the challenge in playing with a guy like AI. He's great because the opponent doesn't know what he's going to do half the time, and so he has an advantage. The disadvantage is his teammates don't know either, and so their ability to perform at the utmost level is difficult. Now that he's not there, Kyle Korver, Andre Iguodala, those guys are getting consistent touches. Andre Miller is, while he's not a true point guard, he's certainly more of a point guard than Allen Iverson. All of that means that these guys are just getting an opportunity to maximize their abilities, and that's why you see them scoring the way they are.
And moving along to, of course, two missing pieces. If AI is a moving piece, something that you can't depend on night to night for the same thing, you'll depend on maybe effort. You'll get production, but you won't get the same things, if that's what I hear you say. It doesn't create a sort of a consistent framework of roles for the other members on the team. What about Carmelo Anthony and J.R. Smith? When they come back, the league's top scoring tandem, just how good will the Nuggets be?
It's going to be interesting. I've seen Allen play in international competition or in all-star games where he has tried to be more of a facilitator, more of a setup guy. And he's demonstrated that he has the basketball knowledge and the talent, the requisite skills, to be exactly that. So it's not as if he can't do it. He just never did it consistently in Philadelphia. Since he's come to Denver, he has tried to be that. If you look at his assist totals, I mean, he had 9 last night. He's had double digits a number of times. He's done that more times in Denver than he did during the first part of the season with the Philadelphia 76ers. So if he continues along that vein, if he continues to look at himself as, I just want to set these guys up, I want to try to get Carmelo Anthony and J.R. Smith shots, they are going to be fine. It's only if he reverts back to being the AI who believes that he has to do it all himself that they're going to get in trouble. And keep in mind, their record is, I believe, 2-4 now since AI came on board and they've been without Carmelo and J.R. Smith. They also, 4 of those games, they didn't have Marcus Camby because of a finger injury, and that's the other element. This isn't just about Carmelo Anthony and J.R. Smith and Allen Iverson. Marcus Camby, as a shot-blocking big man, has to be healthy for the Denver Nuggets to be successful this season. If he's not there, it doesn't matter how well Carmelo and AI and J.R. get along, that is not going to be enough at the defensive end for the Denver Nuggets to make as big a noise as they're expected to make now that they have both AI and Carmelo.